I love having our commissioner of Department of Consumer Protection. She lays it on the line.
She does.
She is the commissioner. This is where the buck stops with her.
Right,
Michelle
here.
Siegel, welcome once again.
Well, good morning. That's quite the introduction.
Well, no, I mean it sincerely. Having you as a guest.
We both do.
Oh, thank you. I love being here.
Absolutely. And I know our listeners appreciate that, too, because you are the one. You are that person where it as a commissioner, the buck does stop with you. So this month, we notice a change in weather. It's going to be happening before you know it. We say this as it's a real nice day today. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, too, with temps in the mid-80s, so they're saying. But very shortly, October will be here. And let's face it, it's going to be warm days and really downright cool evenings. And then before you know it,
you're going to love it.
It's going to be all cool. I know. I'm a summer guy, Brad. You know
that. Summer guy. There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
It is true, but I know there's going to be heating fuel contracts to be negotiated and chimneys cleaning services that are going to do anything and everything to try to get your business, whether or not you have a chimney at all. I'll share a story with you in a moment. Let's start with that. Some of the basics of getting your home ready for cooler weather.
All right. Well, thank you. And it's one of the weather is beautiful. So I think a lot of people aren't thinking about winter and all of a sudden it's going to turn. And
but if they hear it now,
right,
they can prepare.
So with anything, it's always good to be a couple months ahead of where you of doing change things before it becomes an emergency. So one thing we encourage consumers, do an energy audit at your house. See if, you know, should you have more efficient windows in place? Maybe do you need better insulation in certain areas? There may be some just basic things you can do, some home repairs, so before winter comes, you just lower your heating costs, your heating needs altogether.
Energy-saving windows, right?
Yeah, so there's some things like that you may want to look into doing. There's a lot of programs you can look online, Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. You know, there's different programs where you can just literally get an energy audit of your house, and somebody can come and give you some advice of, hey, here are some things you could be doing to just lower your energy costs over time.
I got a crack in my door.
You what?
There's a crack, a small. It's like a hairline, like a hairline.
You got to get it fixed.
I know. That just reminded me.
Yeah. So
heat would come out of that, and cold air would come in.
That's absolutely.
And that actually brings me to my second point. Consider whether there's any basic repairs you should be making. What you don't want if you've had problems, whether it's with your chimney, with your heating oil tank is kind of towards the end of its life. You want to get that sort of stuff fixed. You obviously, if you have a crack in a door or somewhere else, you want to do it while you have time. You can research a contractor, do some homework, get some references, and not be doing it when it's the middle of the winter and you're freezing and you're going to just take the first person who comes along.
Right.
So that's another really good thing to be doing. And then if you use heating oil and that's how you heat your house, now's the time to start looking around and considering what dealer you want to use.
Really interesting. You know, I had somebody call me was it a year or two ago? No, it wasn't that long ago, but they were telling me, yeah, you know what, we haven't cleaned your chimney in about 10 or 15 years, and we're going to be in the neighborhood tomorrow. We'd love to come and at least give you an assessment and let you know. And I'm like, really? Okay, so it's been 10 years or 15 years. Well, yeah,
wow.
We don't know if you own the house, but we're looking at our stats over here, and it says your address, and maybe you weren't there at the time, or maybe somebody else. I'm like, no, I was here 10. Oh, it must have been you. Then, yeah, I'm like, well, first of all, I don't have a chimney. I don't even have a fireplace. I'd love to. My next house, it's one of my criteria,
by
the way.
You're going to have one in the next house.
Yeah, but I said, so start over again with me. Oh. So there's some scammers out there, too, so you got to be careful. Always.
And this is around the time of year they're going to start calling around, and they want to clean chimneys. And very often, if it's a scammer, when they go to clean your chimney, all of a sudden they're going to notice you need some expensive repairs,
which they,
of course, will offer to do because if you don't deal with it immediately, your house will burn down or something terrible will happen. And so definitely be on the lookout if you start getting calls like that. Now, if you don't have a chimney, obviously this is irrelevant. But if you've got a chimney, it may very well be you want to have it looked at or cleaned.
Sure.
But call references. If you've used somebody successfully in the past, do that. And make sure, now cleaning a chimney, that's fine. Anybody can come in and do that. But now if you need repairs done on your chimney, you're going to need to make sure that person's registered as a home improvement contractor.
How often should a person get their chimney cleaned? Like if they had it done within the last couple of years, I don't think you need to do something like that every year.
Probably not. I mean, a lot. It's going to depend on how frequently. If you've got a fire going every day during winter, you're going to want to do this more frequently than if you're like me and every once in a while we'll maybe put a fire in.
Yeah.
My chimney's just not getting that much use.
Right.
But, so it's going to vary. Do what you're comfortable with. Talk, ask around, think about what your usage is.
Gotcha.
I read something, this was, maybe a couple of years ago, but I'll always remember it. And it was a chimney that that we had at the house. And again, there was an animal.
Oh, gee.
Oh, wow.
Is that right? Oh, man.
An animal. I just thought it was a sound, and that's what it was, but finally got out. But that's something else you got to be watching out for, because they come down into those chimneys, animals.
Yeah, so be careful with that.
Squirrels.
A lot of them will have that grating.
That's
but
right.
If you get a hole in the grating up top, or some smaller animal squeezes through there, well, that's its own mess in it.
Being roasted on an open fire.
Yeah.
You're starting to smell something a little funny. Like, oh, what in the world? Something's like...
What is that?
Yeah. You're roasting skunk.
Look at that.
Oh, man. I never even thought of that.
So certainly some maintenance of your chimney, not a bad idea. But what you want to do is you want to pick the company you're going to deal with and
Absolutely.
Not have, because as your experience shows, people are just going to call up and pretend to have a relationship with you when they clearly have not. And it's a way to build your trust. If you think, oh, I must have used this company 5, 10 years ago and I don't remember, you're going to start assuming they're safe and I'll just go with them. But they could just be making that up. You may have never had any kind of relationship
and
with
them.
And
that free assessment, the assessment may be free, but you know their plan is they're going to find something, whether or not it's genuine or not. Hey, let's talk about contracts, like home heating, fuel contracts, and there's got to be pluses to having a contract or... where you're paying the same amount month after month, even in the summertime when you're not using your home heating oil as frequently, but it balances the payment so that in the winter months when normally you'd be you have an excess of usage, you're still paying the same amount across the board, right?
Yeah, so there's a number of different types of plans that you can get. And a lot of people, I think, like these ones that that spread the costs out over the year and it's the same month to month.
Yeah.
So... if you're using someone you like, you know, look at their contract terms. If you actually go to the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection's website, they track sort of routine heating costs. And so you can start seeing what should you be charged a gallon. I actually pulled it up recently. And, you know, we're looking $3.30 or so for heating, residential heating oil. But, you know, look around. And then if somebody's charging you significantly more or significantly less, that's a red flag that something's going on. So sort of do a little research, see what you should be charged, and get a sense, is what this company's offering you seem right?
Is it negotiable?
Some companies,
is that up to the business?
Well, and it may depend. So some companies offer what they call pre-buy contracts, and these you can do. You can't actually do these from during the winter seasons. Like, so after November 1st, those aren't going to be available for this season. But now's the time if that's something you want to do. It has some advantages. If you pre-buy, you may get a slightly lower rate, but now... if oil prices significantly drop, you've already pre-bought at this other price. The other risk, and it doesn't happen often, but every once in a while, a company goes out of business. And now, if they're bankrupt, but you've already paid them, it's really hard to get that money back.
Oh, you probably won't.
So think really carefully before you do a pre-buy. Make sure you're comfortable with the price you're being charged and you're comfortable that this business is going to be around through the whole season. But it's certainly something to consider.
Mm. Chimney's always important, no doubt about it.
Well, yeah, but you know what? That's it. Real. She just mentioned something that it didn't even occur to me, and that was, it sounds on the surface that going with a flat rate and locking it in before the season. Like she said, there's a deadline.
Yeah,
November 1st, I think, is what she said. It sounds like a idealistic, you know, because. Gets really bitterly cold, you're still paying that same amount.
That's right.
You know, however, it didn't even occur to me that what if the price actually goes down? You're still locked in, you know, and in the summer months when normally you'd be paying a real decreased amount, you're still paying that same amount rather than a lesser. Of course, it balances itself out because normally you'd be paying more in the winter. I get that. But what if the price goes down? You're still locked into that contract.
Yeah, and so there's some other contracts. There's another one. It's called a cap. And this is one you again typically spread
a
your
cap.
There's going to be a ceiling on what they'll charge you.
Right.
They'll spread this is another one where they'll typically spread it out over 12 months. And so it can go below the cap. It won't go above it. It gives you a little bit of certainty if prices really go up. Now, they may end up charging you slightly more overall, figuring at some point there's prices go up. They've got to sort of hedge against that risk to themselves. So really, the reason it's good to start looking at this now is you want to understand what's your tank capacity, what's your historic needs going to be, what's sort of the market rate for oil, and then what's the best price plan for you. Do you want to pre-buy, maybe get a slightly better deal? And companies should, there's ways they may have a bond or other things to make sure they can fulfill that contract despite other needs. Or do you want a cap thing, knowing you may pay slightly more, but at least there's a ceiling that you're never going to go above?
Yeah.
You can also, you may decide you want to pay month to month because you're kind of going to run it out and hoping it'll be a warm winter, or you're going to be out of town a lot and don't expect to use a lot. But then you are subject to more flexibility in prices.
If someone's heat goes out for whatever reason in the wintertime, where it becomes a life and death situation, number one, is there a certain amount of time that your heat provider has to remedy and fix that problem? Like, do they have 24 hours? Is it 48 hours? Or is it a winter? Is it even less than that? Is it 12 hours?
So we don't fully regulate that. I think there are, and this kind of falls in other agencies.
Is that like DPUC?
Jurisdiction, yeah, or PURA, depending on sort of the utility company you're using. But I think there are some requirements. You can't turn the heat off on somebody during like winter months.
Yeah.
So there's a period of time where that can't happen. If something breaks.
Right. Thermostat?
That I was just going to say thermostat.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Bingo.
Yeah.
You got a problem.
Yeah, do you have a contract with somebody for that piece of equipment that breaks? You may have
furnace. Your whole furnace goes out. I mean, those are expensive, but you got to get...
So sometimes you just need to scramble, get somebody. And that brings me to the original point. Do an audit. If your furnace is ancient, maybe you just want to start replacing some things so you don't all of a sudden in December, right around the holidays, have something really important break on you.
Never fails, too.
Always
on a Friday, too, right?
So you're always better off planning ahead and not scrambling, because then you're really...
Furnace is so important.
Yeah, then you got to kind of accept whatever price they're giving you, because they're maybe sending somebody out on a Sunday and they're going to charge you more. So if you
211, you can call that number, right?
Yeah, so United Way, that's a fantastic resource for people, especially if you're really having trouble. Maybe you're having trouble paying your bills. And that's going to become an issue for you as you get into the winter months and some of these prices start to go up because it's just colder. Definitely reach out to them. They're a terrific resource, and we've worked with them on different things and just helping steer people to resources to be helpful.
Nice.
Well.
Nice. I always learn something every time Michelle comes in.
I know you do.
This is why I look forward to having her. I get to ask her directly.
That furnace, though, is... Oh.
So you got about 30 seconds left. Any last-minute tidbits that you can give, any recommendations that you can give any of the listeners, or just basically the advice that you just mentioned?
I think people hear me week or month after month. It's just always plan ahead, make good choices, do some research. You have a lot of control over who you're going to work with, who you're giving your money to, and take advantage of that.
Well, words of wisdom.
Yes.
Right from her mouth.
Right from her mouth.
Love it. We really do. The Commissioner for the Department of Consumer Protection, Michelle Siegel. Thank you, as always.